Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Tom Swarbrick on LBC.
10 to 6, Friday evening, Tom Swarbrick on LBC means one thing. We've got belter after belter after belter lined up for you in the encore hour after the news at 6, but not before the best bit of storytelling either side of the Atlantic. From Washington, D.C., Simon Marks, American Week.
Tom, we are 1 month and 1 day away now from America's date with destiny. On Guy Fawkes Night there, we will be embracing fireworks of our own here. A presidential election evenly poised, no sign yet of the breakthrough for either Kamala Harris or Donald Trump that could make all the difference. And this week, one final set-piece event didn't seem to sway anybody.
We're going to turn this whole country red with President Donald J. Trump's leadership.
You know what's at the end of this little journey? Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States.
This is a CBS News special, America Decides, the Vice Presidential Debate.
Stirring stuff. It took place on Tuesday night.
Let's introduce the candidates. Minnesota's Democratic Governor Tim Walz and Ohio's Republican Senator J.D. Vance tonight meeting for the first time.
And yet that first meeting would not, in fact, be entirely televised. The broadcast's director all but missed the historic first handshake between the two men, perhaps because it's been so long since we've seen a cordial, respectful exchange between two candidates for one of the country's top two offices. The debate did indeed feel like a throwback to an earlier time in American politics. At the end, Governor Walz, Kamala Harris's running mate, said the two men had found many commonalities during the 90-minute encounter. Senator Vance, Donald Trump's number two, managed to get through the evening without appearing weird, the descriptive first applied to him by his rival.
Honestly, Tim, I think you got a tough job here because you've got to play whack-a-mole. You've got to pretend that Donald Trump didn't deliver rising take-home pay, which of course he did. You've got to pretend that Donald Trump didn't deliver lower inflation, which of course he did. And then you simultaneously got to defend Kamala Harris's atrocious economic record, which has made gas, groceries, and housing unaffordable for American citizens. I was raised by a woman who would sometimes go into medical debt so that she could put food on the table in our household. I know what it's like to not be able to afford the things that you need to afford. We can do so much better.
In half a minute there, the senator proved to be a more articulate defender of Donald Trump's record in office than Donald Trump. But there were limits to Vance's ability to be reasonable, and they were demonstrated when he was asked if he was willing finally to affirm that Trump lost the 2020 presidential election. He could not bring himself to say it, and instead offered this.
It's really rich for Democratic leaders to say that Donald Trump is a unique threat to democracy when he peacefully gave over power on January the 20th, as we have done for 250 years in this country.
The senator's position, just because Donald Trump got there in the end, there's no need to dwell on the details of his efforts to subvert the outcome of the election or spark a deadly uprising on Capitol Hill that looked very much like an attempted coup. Governor Walz seized on the moment.
So I'm pretty shocked by this. He lost the election. Where is the firewall if he knows he could do anything, including taking an election, and his vice president's not going to stand to it? Will you keep your oath of office even if the president doesn't?
It is a real question, that one, which is obviously a stunning place in which America finds itself. Polls showed that Democrats thought Governor Walz had won the debate, Republicans thought Senator Vance triumphed, and as far as we can tell, the remaining uncommitted independent voters decided they had better ways of spending a Tuesday night. Certainly, there were moments when Kamala Harris's running mate appeared unsteady and was on the ropes. None worse than when he was asked to explain his entirely false claim that he was in Hong Kong during China's Tiananmen Square uprising in 1989.
I have poured my heart into my community. I've tried to do the best I can, but I've not been perfect, and I'm a knucklehead at times.
The question was, can you explain the discrepancy?
Just, all I said on this was, is I got there that summer and misspoke on this. So I will just, that's what I've said. So I was in Hong Kong and China during the democracy protests, went in. And from that, I learned a lot of what needed to be in governance.
I'm a knucklehead at times is certainly not a political phrase previously associated with legendary figures like Abraham Lincoln, FDR, or Ronald Reagan, but maybe Governor Walz will still find himself a heartbeat away from the presidency after all. For Kamala Harris to win, she is going to require support in key battleground states, and some of them this week were themselves battling after being very badly hit by Hurricane Helene. In North Carolina, entire sections of the state were cut off from the rest of the country, including the Democratic Party stronghold of Asheville. There were awful scenes throughout the western part of the state, hundreds of thousands of people without power, a still unknown number of people missing. In Georgia, dreadful scenes too, as the storm's national death toll topped 200. It has not been the Biden administration's finest hour.
In retrospect, do you wish that there were more resources in North Carolina? And do you wish
I was on the phone the whole time. This is a list of every resource we're getting in there. But the question is how to get it in. It's hard to get it from point A to point B. It's hard to get it. Some of these roads are wiped out. Communities are wiped out. There's no ability to land. There's no ability to get trucks through. There's no ability to get a whole range of things through. So, I mean, anyway.
Mr. President,
when I sound frustrated, I am.
And if Donald Trump sounds like a man recognizing a political opening when he sees one, it's because he is.
We're up to more than 200 people dead from Hurricane Helene. I'm sure you saw yesterday, DHS says FEMA doesn't have enough money to last hurricane season. What's your reaction to hearing that?
Well, they're doing a very bad job. They've given over $1 billion to illegal migrants that came in, and now they have no money for North Carolina, for Georgia, for South Carolina, and Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida. I think that's a disgrace. This is a country that's being run by fools.
He spoke on Fox News, a network that has cleared airtime to carry furious reactions from local residents in North Carolina about the White House response to the storm.
We haven't seen FEMA. We haven't seen Red Cross. We've seen no agencies come through here.
We're not getting the amount of support that we need.
What is being done is not enough. I mean, there are entire communities that have been just decimated. There is, I mean, where is our
It is not a good situation, and Kamala Harris is playing catch-up, the White House announcing just a short time ago that she will finally be setting foot in North Carolina tomorrow. We heard this week from someone from whom we have not heard for a while.
I saw how they treat him, how the media was against him. I think they are afraid of his strength.
Former First Lady Melania Trump speaking about her husband on Fox News. She's got a new book to flog, and in one video designed to promote it, she lifts the lid on her own views about abortion, a huge issue this election cycle.
Individual freedom is a fundamental principle that I safeguard. Without a doubt, there is no room for compromise when it comes to this essential right that all women possess from birth. Individual freedom. What does my body, my choice really mean?
I guess to find out the answer, you'll need to buy the book. It's still unclear whether she plans to move back into the White House if her old man wins re-election. The Nation this week paid tribute to another old man. Jimmy Carter, the former American president, turned 100 years old on Tuesday, and the nation's former presidents, barring one of them, paid tribute to him on video.
Mr. President, on behalf of the entire Biden family and the American people, happy 100th birthday.
Happy birthday, and have a wonderful evening.
To my fellow President Jimmy Carter, happy 100th birthday.
Have a happy birthday, friend.
I have always admired President Carter for many things. His accomplishments in the White House, his incredible impact since leaving office, his fundamental decency.
You've had a heck of a life, and you're surrounded by people who love you.
And for the last 40 plus years, he's shown us just how much a former president can accomplish.
May God continue to bless you, Mr. President. You've been a good friend.
Donald Trump, the man who wasn't there, did pay a separate tribute to President Carter during a campaign appearance. The centenarian himself was honored in Georgia with a military flypast. He was wheeled out to watch it, flanked by family at the hospice where he has now spent more than a year. Once again, Tom, Jimmy Carter, the peanut farmer who became president, defying all the odds.
From Washington, D.C., Simon Marks, American Week. Why wouldn't you want to hear more of it? Simon in for Matt Fry tomorrow between 10 o'clock and midday. Do join him for that.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.